that you are in charge of the universe, even when the oceans rage, even when it feels like the mountains are falling into the sea, even when the wars are raging, and even when the days are tremendously uncertain. Father, I thank you that you are a refuge, that you are a shelter, that you are a hiding place, even in the midst of conflict, in the midst of fear, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of confusion. And so we even pray over our brothers and sisters in Ukraine that in the midst of all that's going on, that they would be able to be still and to know that you are God. I pray, Father, that you would give them courage. I pray that you would settle anxious hearts, that you would pour out your love upon them that would cast out fear. I pray, Father, that they would have wisdom. I pray, Father, that they would be able to see the ways in which you are working, even in the midst of such terrible circumstances. And so, Father, for those Ukrainian brothers and sisters on the ground, for pastors and church leaders, we do pray wisdom and insight. We pray, Father, for open hearts and open ears of unbelievers in Ukraine, that they would hear in the midst of this crisis the good news of Jesus, that they would be able to come to find hope in this life and the next. Father, I pray for provision for all of their needs, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We pray protection around them. And God, we pray that you might bring peace. You're the God who can stop things in a moment. And so, God, we would ask that you would put an end to this. But Father, if that is not in your purpose and plan, we understand and that we don't always understand the big picture, that we don't know why. But Father, our trust is in you, for you always do what is best and right. And so, God, I pray that your purposes would be accomplished, but we do pray for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for protection. We pray for Ukrainian brothers and sisters and Russian brothers and sisters in Christ. God, we pray. We pray for your will to be done. And Holy Spirit, even where our words fall short, Jesus, where we don't know how to pray, we praise you that you are the one who intercedes for us always. And you are interceding for them today. And Holy Spirit, where our words fall short, you intercede with words and groans and utterings that we don't understand. And so would you do that even where we fall short, even where we don't know how to pray? Would you fill in that gap? Would you fill in that gap? Oh God, we come to you this morning. We come to you with all of our questions, with all of our doubts, with all of our fears, with all of our struggles, with all of our joys, with all of the things that we celebrate, with our sadnesses as well. We bring it all to you, knowing that you are not afraid of any of this. We can come fully as we are, for you already know. So we just come fully open and transparent and say, God, here we are. Here we are. We lay bare ourselves before you, knowing that you love us, knowing that you welcome us, that you accept us, that you say of us in Christ, you are my son, you are my daughter, whom I love and in whom I am well pleased. We can walk in with confidence to your throne of grace. As we worship, we come to your throne of grace. We come to you. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you to speak. We welcome you to be near. We welcome you to comfort. We welcome you to bring peace that passes understanding. We welcome you to come to give wisdom and guidance and clarity. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Open our eyes to see the glory of Christ. And Father, may your will be done here in these moments. We cling to you. We lift our eyes to you. For where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. We look to you. We love you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. think as we're starting with Christ is enough, it is just hitting me how much harder it can be to sing, you know, songs like this when we see such turmoil in the world, whether we're just seeing it in other people's lives across the world or whether we're experiencing turmoil ourselves. It's easy to sing these words when everything is good and we have everything else that we could want. But in these moments where we have to face that reality that our security and other things does not last and is not guaranteed, that is when these words hold such a greater weight. So may we acknowledge this together today, that Christ is enough for us and for everyone else. He is all that there is. He is where we place our hope and our trust. And so let's do that together this morning. Just lift up our praises, but also declare to Jesus that there is no turning back. The cross before us, the world behind us, no matter what that may look like. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for your unshakable kingdom, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our solid foundation. Lord, we ask that you would grow our roots deeper and deeper into you, Jesus. Lord, we acknowledge that even in making this choice to not turn back, that doesn't happen by our own strength. That even our faithfulness to you, Lord, fully depends on your faithfulness to us. And so, Lord, we ask now that you would have your way in our lives, that your Holy Spirit would empower us, God, to keep our eyes fixed on you, no matter how big the waves get around us, Lord. Would you increase our faith? Would you remove the idols from our lives? One by one, let them fall to the floor, Lord. For those idols are not faithful. They are not strong. They are not sovereign. But you are, Lord. So we place our faith in you and ask you to have your way. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. And let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song.
I sense the need just to speak one word here for us as we're singing about this, and as we consider the realities of our world. You know, sometimes faith is made out to be, if you do A and B, then God's going to do C. And when that's the way we view faith, and we see the suffering and the brokenness of this world, you will get discouraged, and you may even give up, and you may even walk away. Because we see the world broken as it is. And if it's A, you do A, and you do B, and God is obligated to do C, it's not the biblical framework. The biblical framework is that we live in a broken world. And God promises that there will be suffering, there will be wars and rumors of wars, and it's only going to get worse as we move towards the return of Christ. But our hope is this: He is good in all of it, and He promises He will be there. He promises that though the world may fall apart, and though it may not even go well for us, because this is not our ultimate home, our home is with the Lord, but that He is good and He is with us. And so when the night is calling out to us, we know that our God is the God of the day and He's the God of the night. He's with us even then. And so if in any way you're worshiping this morning, or you're processing all these songs and you're thinking, you know what, I don't know about this God thing. I don't know if this is even right, because look at the way the world is falling apart. Listen, God's working His purposes out, and He is sovereign and He is in control, and He says, hold on to me. I'm the only one who will never fail. I'm the only one who will never fail. And so even as we worship this morning, may we not worship based on outcomes and circumstances, but may we worship because He is worthy, and because He's our friend, and because He's our good. He's our God and He is good. Amen. Yes, Jesus, we look forward to that day. But until then, we thank you for the privilege we have to approach you in prayer with boldness and with confidence, knowing that we have such a friend in Jesus, the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who rules and reigns, who is the only one who has the power to condemn, and you say, I do not condemn you, as we are in Christ. So we come. We come. Father, we pray this for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and Russia and all around the world. May they know, just as we have celebrated this morning and turned our eyes to you, Jesus, that you are our friend. You are with us. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. May you be our and their refuge and strength. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. We thank you for your presence. We honor you this morning, Jesus. We love you. In your beautiful and powerful name, we ask these things, Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen. 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 Before you're seated, if you would, if you have a Bible,